Well, it's kind of funny because we repped it a couple times during the week, and I think it was actually the first play of practice on Wednesday. I threw a pick on it, and we kind of changed up the read on it and said, we're going to throw this ball to Keelan no matter what. If it's not open, check it down. And he ran an unbelievable route and obviously ran away from everybody.
Two huge performances back-to-back. Does that give you guys momentum offensively moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's still the first year playing in the system, and, you know, I think that gets forgotten a lot of the time. And guys, week by week, are starting to become more comfortable with it, more confident in it, and kind of going out there and playing free rather than thinking. And I think it's only going to continue to get better.
The way, though, that you responded, you know, you're up down 10-0 up, and then they come right back, but then you hit the big play, and, you know, the defense didn't play its typical defensive day, and the offense had to keep coming back and put points on the board. That has to be.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of it just speaks to kind of the evolution of this organization and what Doug has done and coming in here and changing the culture, what, you know, some of the guys in the locker room have done to change the culture. And then obviously we've said it all year long, there's going to come a time when we're going to have to find a way to win offensively. You know, Russell Wilson's an unbelievable football player. He's going to do a lot of stuff like that. So we knew we were going to have to score points. And I think the guys did a really good job of when they made big plays and scored touchdowns, nobody got down or hung their head or anything. It was kind of, well, that's fine. We know we can go back out and score again, so it's all right.
Like a big week last week, but it was, but it's Indianapolis, a team that's struggling. Seattle, no such excuses for anybody who doesn't, you know, kind of want to accept a performance like that. For you, is that particularly fulfilling?
You know, I don't look at it like that. I look at, you know, whether it's Indy or Seattle or whoever we play next week, you know, I think it's all the same. I treat it all the same. I know it's viewed differently outside of this building, but I know inside of this building it's one game at a time, one quarter at a time, and we're just trying to win each quarter.
I know it's either three or four or four or five games for you without a pick today, no turnovers. Just how critical is that to keep the offense on track, not, you know, change the game?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we talk about it every day, you know, every day throughout the week. You know, we got to make sure we take care of the ball and don't turn it over. Every time we sit in here and Doug puts up, you know, kind of what we need to do in order to win. Win the turnover, a battle is always won. So it's something that we know in order for us to put ourselves in position to win each game, if we can continue to not turn it over or limit the turnovers, we'll have a chance every week.
Like you said, it was the same, but in the second half, it's dark, it's cold, lots of fans. Did it feel different every time you went out there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it felt kind of like what you think about when you think about meaningful December football. You know, I think that's what it was. You know, it's a playoff-type atmosphere against a good team, you know, under the lights in front of your home crowd. You know, there's not a whole lot more you can ask for. So to go out there and be able to perform like that in front of Jacksonville in our stadium was pretty special.
Did you feel that it sharpened your focus, that it sharpened the focus of your teammates when you stuck your head in the huddle?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that. I think that the focus is the same every week. You know, obviously, you start playing meaningful December football, the stakes are kind of raised. But I don't think you can look at it any differently. I think you start to do that, you start to press, you start to do things that you haven't done before. So everything that we've done offensively has been good enough, and, you know, we just got to continue to do that.
Blake, do you feel this was your best performance individually tonight?
You know, I don't know. I have to watch it. You know, I know I felt as though I put, you know, our offense in a chance to score points. Obviously, you know, not turning the ball over is a big part of that. So as long as we can do that, you know, we'll go back and grade it. There'll be plays that were bad that we'll have to get corrected. But there was a lot of plays made out there by the wide receivers and the running backs on the offensive line that were pretty awesome.
Like, I know it's one game at a time, but it's been a long 3+ years, and you got your 9th win, so you're a winning football team. Is that cause for celebration at all?
Yeah, you know, we can celebrate it tonight, and then we'll get to work tomorrow. Well, I guess we got victory Monday, so we get an extra little celebration time. But, you know, it's cool. There's, you know, everybody kind of talks about, you know, Paul's never being on a winning football team and how special it is to be able to give a guy like that this type of season. You know, it's pretty amazing.
How would you rate the offensive line's performance? Seattle's defense is notorious for being very good. How would you rate them?
I thought they were unbelievable. You know, obviously coming into a game like this, all you hear about all week is how good their defense is and, you know, what they've done in the past and who they stop and who they stopped last week. And, you know, I think, you know, kind of to Sam's statement, you know, they definitely got a little more juice because of all of that they were hearing. I think they came out fired up, and I thought they did an unbelievable job. You know, they opened up holes in the run game. I don't think there was a sack. You know, I got hit very little, so it was, you know, it was a really good day on their part.
You weren't involved in the scrums, but over the last couple of weeks, we've seen nothing but chippiness. Is that due to an attitude change from this group?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's a little bit of people aren't used to getting beat like that by the Jaguars. I think, you know, kind of to the first part of what you said is, you know, there's no reason to take anything from anybody. You know, we just beat the crap out of you for 60 minutes. I think obviously you got to be smart and understand the situation and what's going on and not do anything stupid. But, I think this team definitely plays with a little bit of an edge.
Is it kind of surreal to see a player climbing into the stands almost to that point?
Did that happen?
Yeah, I think someone threw it.
He didn't make it all the way.
Yeah, a little Ron Artest action. I never saw it, but going in the stands probably isn't too smart.
Like you mentioned, the fact that, you know, as Dan was mentioned, this is a winning football team, and you're playing meaningful games in December now. How is it feeling right at this point that every game now that you step out on the field means something?
Right. It's obviously the best it's ever felt since a lot of us have been here. There's a couple guys that have been around for a while. But I think for the majority of the locker room and the team and the guys that have been here for a year or two or 3 years, this is really the first taste of playing meaningful football in December. I think there's no better way to start the fourth quarter than winning the first game against Seattle. That's a big one. But it feels good. You know, it's tough to explain. It's awesome. It's a good feeling. You know, kind of like I said, it's cool to play in that atmosphere in Jacksonville, against a good team like Seattle.
They put up the Titans-Cardinal score. The Titans had lost, and the crowd kind of exploded. Were you able to kind of see that as you were on
the
field?
Yeah, they, you know, when they show scores like that, especially divisional opponents in a divisional race, you kind of look up there every now and then and get a glimpse. So it's, you know, good to see that that Arizona beat them.
Like a lot of people talk, including yourself, about the culture shift of this team that Doug has instilled in the team. What does that mean exactly?
You know, I think I always kind of revert back to the first day that he took over and coming in here and talking to the team. And, he said, everything that we're going to do is about winning. You know, obviously you guys have heard Coughlin talk about that, but anything that's not helping us win, we're not going to do. So that's the number one focus. That's all we care about. We're going to go win. And then I think obviously, you know, bringing in some guys like Calais and a couple of the guys on those defense that have been, you know, unbelievable all year long and put us in positions to win football games. They've been awesome. But it's just changed the culture. And I think when you go out there and you put a good product on the football field and you go play week in and week out and execute and do your job, you know, the confidence only continues to grow.
How much more comfortable are you with Russell? Yeah. You've had to play all year.
Yeah, I mean, it gets better and better each week. You know, the more reps we can get, the better it is. They've done an unbelievable job. Didi played great today. Keelan obviously had that long one. They're both rookies, and it's kind of cool to watch them grow and get better week in and week out. They've been incredible.
Thanks.